أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد لهم أولياء من دونه ونحشرهم يوم القيامة على وجوههم عميا وبكما وصما مأواهم جهنم كلما خبت زدناهم سعيرا ذلك جزاؤهم بأنهم كفروا بآياتنا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض قادر على أن يخلق مثلهم وجعل لهم أجلا لا ريب فيه فأبى الظالمون إلا كفورا قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان قتورا ولقد آتينا موسى 9 آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا قال لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مسبورا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah Ta'ala makes a mention in verse 97 of Surah Al-Isra, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدَ. He is rightly guided whom Allah guides. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. You shall never find any allies besides Allah for those whom He sends astray. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا. We shall raise them on their faces on the day of Qiyamah, blind, dumb, and deaf. مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Their abode shall be Jahannam. كُلَّمَا خَبَدْ زِدَنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Each time it abates, we will increase its intensity. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is their punishment because they denied our verses. وَقَالُوا and said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا. Will we be resurrected as a new creation? يعني أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. So will we be resurrected as a new creation when we have become bones and fragments? Allah Ta'ala makes a mention here, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. He is rightly guided whom Allah guides. From this we learn guidance is not in the hands of the prophets, of the Anbiya. It is not in the hands of the Sahaba. It's not in the hands of the Tabi'een and the Tabi' Tabi'een. It's not in the hands of the Mufassireen and the Muhaddithin and the Mufaqihin. It's not in the hands of the Muballighin. Hidayat and guidance is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are two types of guidance. Anybody listen to this very carefully. I'll make it very easy for you, inshallah, and for myself as well. One type of guidance is where someone is asking you, I need to know how to get to Great Bar, Birmingham. Okay? Someone asks me or you, one type of guidance. But how do I get to Great Bar? So someone asks me and I say to them, by
take the A34, go straight on, carry on, come to Scott Arms, carry on, that should be great bar. There is no great bar anywhere. You just told him. You know? And then he just goes. Up whether now, which way he goes, how he goes, I don't know. Anybody? Second type of guidance is where someone asks me by how to get to Great Bar. So I said, don't worry, let you take me in the car and I'll guide you all the way there. Basically, you're taking his hands right to the actual point. See? Okay. These are two types of guidance. The Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, the guidance that they've been given and instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first one. Is they will tell you by ye rasta hai, this is the rasta, this is the way to go, this is the way to go to Jannah, this is the way to go to Jannah, do nek amal, do this salih, abstain from guna and sins, do this. Oh yeah. It's not upon the Anbiya to actually take them right into Jannah with them like that. No. They will guide them, that's it. The other one that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah chooses whoever He wills to actually guide them towards that path. So you could be someone close to the Prophet, but if Allah chooses that they are not to attain Hidayah, then they will not attain Hidayah, even though the Prophet has instructed them. But this is the way, just recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah, then this, that, whatever. But yet still, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the heart is in the between the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And towards Hidayah or towards Dalal and Gumrahi. Right until the last second of our moment in this earth, in the dunya. Anybody? Ha. That's why Abu Talib supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect. Okay. Many times the reason why he was not even attacked in that manner, in a brutal manner, was because of Abu Talib. Yet, at the time of death, unfortunately, he did not get iman. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very upset. That's when the verses were being revealed. May Allah time ka innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء ومن يهدي الله فهو المهتد. So it is Allah who guides, it is Allah who grants hidayah. All we can do is convey the message. All we can do is make the effort. Sometimes someone's effort doesn't mean is successful when he has a lot of followers. No. That's not success. As long as that person, his whole life has been dedicated to the khidmat of deen and tabligh with ikhlas and with sincerity, his whole life dedicated, that is the most important thing. Whether people come or do not come, that is, Allah does not look at that. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, for over 950 years, he did tabligh, about 80 people came. Who is going to question the sincerity of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? Who is going to question the approach and the tariqah and the method of tabligh was a Nuh alayhi salam? He's a Nabi. Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuh. A Nabi. We can never even reach the status of that. Not even a Sahabi can reach the status of a Nabi. They're the Afzal, Afzalun Nas, the most virtuous of all the people of the Anbiya. 950 years and only this many people. The answer to that, why only this much? Because the hidayat is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayat, Allah chooses whoever He wills. In the house of a kafir and a disbeliever, a muttaqi can be born. And in a house of a muttaqi, a kafir can be born as well. No one is safe. Nowadays, no one is safe. Allah ta'ala protect every household. The biggest fikr now is we already seeing a change. The approach of our children, what's going to happen with our grandchildren, what's going to happen with our great-grandchildren, what's going to happen after that, Allah knows best. And Allah's usul is, when the khidmat of deen and the fikr of deen stops, then gumrahi spreads slowly, slowly. Then no house will be left, without any fitna. No house. When the khidmat and the level of fikr stops, remember, the khidmat of deen starts with what? It starts with fikr. When the fikr is there, then Allah Ta'ala opens up the doors of guidance and mehnat and effort. If a person has no fikr, he just come, go, he's not going to do anything. He doesn't have that fikr. He may be intellectual. He may have all the mashallah, the intellectual abilities. He may have all the words of Quran and hadith and everything as well. But if the fikr is not there, then the door towards mehnat will not open. He'll do his job, do whatever he's doing. But because the fikr for the ummah is not there, therefore he would not even be able to take that one step. Though he's got all the uloom, all the knowledge, all the skill and the ability and the talent to do the work of da'wah, but the fikr is not there. The fikr is not there. And slowly, slowly, when that level of fikr goes, then unfortunately, slowly, slowly, the environment and the mahol gradually, unfortunately, goes towards the negative. It's simple. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first, well, he had many sunnahs. One of his greatest sunnahs was his fikr for the ummah. His fikr was on such a level, that in salah, he would stand up in long rakats and he would be crying for the ummah. That is the very highest level of fikr. One is fikr by, sit down, what's going to happen to the ummah? What's going to happen? We talk about it within ourselves. This is happening. That is still good. MashaAllah. That is still, at least koi tazkira ho raha, at least we're talking about it. At least there's something that whether we can do, don't want that. Fikr goes a long way because Allah is watching. This is what he says. Who gives the tawfiq? Allah. And Allah is observing that this person has got some sort of fikr and concern in his heart. That goes a long way. That goes because he's a fikr for the deen of Allah. But the highest level, like I was mentioning, is the Anbiya. Look at the Prophet. All night in crying. What's going to happen to my ummah? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Today, that fikr has gone so less now, unfortunately. And that's why slowly, we are seeing, unfortunately, the negative aspect. It's true. I can say, I'll come and do my work and go. I pray my namaz and go. There are so many people like that. I've got my job, I've got my family. Alhamdulillah. But the sunnah of Anbiya is the fikr for the ummah. That was the responsibility. Amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Slowly, when we turn a blind eye, then slowly, people become blind as well. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. So fikr is very, very important. Allah opens the doors of mehnat. Allah opens the door of mehnat and koshish and amal when a person has fikr. Because when a person has fikr, he will sit down with one person. Then sit down with a second person. Then sit down with the third person. Then slowly, okay, let's do something now, something structured. It could be anything. Any form of deen I'm talking about here. And then Allah Ta'ala then opens up the doors. And then once he goes out in the medan, in the field, then Allah Ta'ala then slowly opens the doors of hidayah and guidance as well. So it's a structure, it's a procedure. You have to, well, the first bit, once that is done, then the second, then the third, and then it goes on. But if everyone is sleeping, me, myself and I, then it's going to be very, very difficult. Remember, Allah has ruling principles, qaida, usul. It works according to that, generally. Allah Ta'ala must give hidayah without any effort at all. Allah Ta'ala. Okay, so many cases like that as well, where in families, the parents had to make no effort at all. And the children, mashallah, fire snake. And the kukut kiya nahi. They haven't done anything. Subhanallah. Zalika fadlullah yu'tihi man yasha. So Allah's grace gives to whoever He wishes. And on the opposite side will be those who make so much effort day and night, but unfortunately still the outcome is not there. Allah is saying, hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make the effort. But the general ruling is you have to make the effort, we have to give the concern, we have to give the attention, we have to give the tawajjuh. Allah Ta'ala wants to see how badly we want Jannah. Allah Ta'ala wants to see how badly we want Jannah. Like in the dunya, how badly we want this job. I want to see now, let's test him. You know, you want to give the man, I want to see how badly does he want this job. What's he going to do to get this job? Allah Ta'ala wants to know how badly we want Jannah. Yani, that means it starts with fikr, that concern, day and night. So never underestimate anyone. Who knows, their fikr could be a means of hidayat, guidance for the whole community as well. Their du'as in the middle of the night for the ummah could be a means of hidayat, guidance as well. Ajeeb wa ghareeb. May Allah grant us, inshallah, that even little bit of fikr. Anybody? Ha. Little bit of fikr. So, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُحْتَدِ. He is rightly guided whom Allah guides. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. You shall never find any allies besides Allah for those whom He sends astray. Those whom Allah sent astray, no one will be able to help them. No one will be able to help them. So, always make dua, oh Allah, grant us safety in our iman and grant us hidayah all the time. Grant us hidayah, grant us hidayah, grant us hidayah. Oh Allah, save us from being gumrah, save us from being led astray. Allahu Akbar. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا. And those people who are being led astray, Allah says, we shall raise them on their faces on the day of Qiyamah, blind, dumb and deaf. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, that will be a recognition. On that day, people have to identify each individual, what sort of people they are. Those who are raised deaf, dumb and blind, you'll know these people, gumrah people, these are the criminals, these are the people whom Allah is angry with. Certain people have certain signs on that day, they'll be able to identify who sort of people they are. That's like mentioned earlier the verse, those who turned away from my zikr, Allah mentioned, from my remembrance, I will make their life very narrow. And then I'll raise them again blind. I'll raise them blind. Sooner the blind, deaf, dumb. On the other hand, there will be those غُرَّ مُحَجِّرِينَ مِنْ أَثَارِ الْوُضُوءِ. And there will be those whose, subhanAllah, faces and arms, subhanAllah, will be shining and bright. People will be able to identify them. These are the people who used to pay namaz regularly because they used to do wuzu regularly. How much cosmetics they put to look beautiful? How much? Allah Rasul is saying, you do enough wuzu, on the day of Qiyamah, your beauty will be such that you're never ending beauty. Never ending beauty. Subhanallah. Why? Due to the barakat of wuzu. Nowadays, no one wants to do wuzu, make messes about the makeup. Nowadays, now even women put extension nails as well. Allahu Akbar. That's not right. لا تبديل لخلق الله فلا يغيرن خلق الله. You are changing the way Allah created you. You mean you are not happy with these sort of nails Allah given you? Your next. It is happening, like I just said now, fikr is not there anymore. Everyone remains silent, quiet. And then it spreads. Because then what happens? Slowly, normality is. It's become normal now. We accept it. At one time in our homes, certain things were never accepted. And now gradually, everything is accepted. That's why I'm saying, what's going to happen with the next generation, then the generation after that, and when we are not here, when there's no one ready to say anything, Allah. Nowadays, even girls, they do not even know that they have to cut their nails. Do you know that they don't know? You see so many nowadays, big nails. Allah maaf kare. One time we couldn't even think of, we knew that when come Friday, we have to cut our nails. Because even little bit big, I have to cut it. Now we say, and no one knows. Why? Because no one is saying anything in the house anymore. Allah maaf kare. Allah maaf kare. May Allah protect the soul. May Allah protect the soul. That's why, وَرَ مُحَجَّرِينَ مِنْ أَثَارِ الْوُضُوءِ. Due to wudu, face will be shining. You want that beauty Allah Ta'ala will give you to the barakat of wudu. Remember, we put all the makeup and the cosmetics. Why? To show people, to look presentable. But are we making effort that we also have to show to our faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we presentable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thanvi rahimullah mentions one of the hikmat and the wisdom behind washing our faces 3 times is so that we are worthy of showing our face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Because in namaz, what we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is practice for the big day. So many times Allah mentions this, the big day, liyawmin azim. Wedding day for our families is a big day. So you get ready for that. That's the big day. But the big day for us is the day of Qiyamah. Are we ready? That day we don't have to beautify ourselves. Allah will beautify us on that day of Qiyamah. If we got Iman and Taqwa and Amal Saleh, Allah Ta'ala will beautify us on that day. May Allah give us a tawfiq to beautify our inner heart with the love of Allah and Deen. Allah grant us the fikr for the deen. Allah grant us the fikr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi.